Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Stick it in!
Oh, yeah. Oh, please. Fear not.
Oh, thank you for putting your vaccine passport up on the screen. Thank you for that. I wasn't requiring it to be on the show by Zoom, but thank you.
Yeah. Oh, no. Digitally, I'm always, yeah. Even via Zoom, I believe in vaccination. And my entire broadcast is wearing a condom. So I'm making safety, as we say in my neck of the woods, safety third. After love and adventure, of course.
Yeah, I mean, right? You know, I've barely left my house, Hal, and I wouldn't go do Sexy Liberal unless we vaccination is required, masking is required. And, you know, that's the thing. And we're flying United because they were the first up with, you know, leadership and getting their staff vaccinated. Right. I'm wondering what the holdup is on having to be vaccinated to fly like they've already done in Canada.
Obviously a smaller industry, less of a factor. Canada runs a lot of U.S. airlines, so they can kind of circumvent. So people who didn't want to could fly on other airlines. It's not like Air Canada is the permeate only national airline in the entire place. And this is from someone who, you know, lived in, you know, I was gay adjacent in Canada for, almost 6 years.
That's where you shot Queer as Folk, correct?
Indeed.
Yeah.
Toronto passing for Pittsburgh, as it often will.
It looks nothing like Pittsburgh, but yes.
On to Fauci, though, when he says there's nothing I can do, there is absolutely something you could do, because this is really a messaging problem with maybe 15% of the people who have a problem. The rest of them you're not going to reach. That's the basket of deplorables Hillary was talking about. That's the section you can't reach. Yeah. And they're going to come to it because their favorite right-wing talk show host cracked on it, or they're going to convince themselves that it was a murder plot to get rid of them or something. And there's no talking them down from that. It's a flat earth conspiracy. They saved Hitler's brain and it's stored in Antarctica and they're ready for the great day of the rope. Like, there's no way talking out of it. But the part you can reach, there is a messaging thing he could be better at. And I do think this could be a learning experience for him, in that if he historically contextualized all the other times when we've gotten a new vaccine and a third of the population freaked out and a lot of that particular group of the population died or cause someone around them to die because of it. If you contextualize, you go, like, you're not the first person to have these lunatic thoughts, you know, about a government created vaccine or a new, you know, segment of medicine that comes online. If you'll recall, when the first talk of organ transplants came, there was a string of movies, horror movies. All horror movies were like, they gave me the hands of a killer. He's got the eyes of a murderer, right? Anything they put in you, suddenly you're haunted by the parts that they attach to you.
Right.
This is not new. And if you address it like, look, I know you're panicked about this. How about this? How about you stay alive so we can argue politics?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I thought this was interesting. Foreign visitors who are fully vaccinated against COVID will be able to travel to the U.S. starting November 8th. This announcement and date applies to both international air travel and land travel. The policy is guided by public health, stringent and consistent. Well, this is where the right freaks out, right, Hal? Because, of course, they want this. It's like, oh, you're letting all these people in with COVID. But you don't want to have a vaccine
mandate.
You
don't want them at all.
You don't want to get a mandate, but you want people to come in the country to prove they're vaccinated.
Oh,
I mean, the hypocrisy.
Well, and they also, they don't want them coming in at all. Like, that's right. The, you know, like, it's like the Afghans thing. We have to get the Afghans out of, Biden's right. Not doing enough
He's
to
abandoned
get the
them.
Afghans out. And then it's like, keep the Afghans out. Get the Afghans out. Keep the Afghans out. Like, it's this ping pong of ridiculous racism.
Yes, it is the endless
wheel of right-wing hypocrites.
Thank you. Fox News Laura Ingraham told LeBron James in 2018 to stop talking about politics and shut up and dribble. Fast forward 3 years, Ingraham is now favorably citing James' commentary on vaccines to her audience. So he said last month, while he personally is vaccinated, he isn't going to be encouraging others to get it, free choice, blah, blah, blah. Well, that disappoints me, Hal, because if you're a leader and you're on a team, you absolutely should be encouraging.
Theory. Sorry, that like LeBron is, I think he benefits from the benefit of the doubt a lot of times because of the social, his attachment to certain social issues. That does not necessarily clear you for clear thinking, even on those issues, much less the ones outside of it. So we do that a lot. And that's where people get like this disappointment in their, I'm so disappointed by this particular insert celebrity, insert politician. Yeah. And said, you know, I mean, people are a whole package. They're not going to agree on a lot of stuff. And you got to recognize that everybody's got blind spots.
Yeah. Win the internet for best response to Representative Jim Jordan, who said Ohio should ban all vaccine mandates. And you said, here's an idea. Just ignore the vaccine and pretend you never saw anything. You're good at that. Bam, bam.
Well, bam. I mean, that's the slap that keeps on giving. And with that guy, that'll never go away. And Ohio will never live it down until they address this thing.
You
know, it's amazing to me. Like one of the reasons why he hitched his wagon to Trump and why Matt Gaetz is hitching his wagon to Trump so hard is because they're basically dovetailing behind his sexual assault denial ability. Just, you know, apparently, at least up until now, go E. Jean Carroll, go.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the deposition that he's going to actually have to do by the end of the year in her case. Up till now, the idea was vehemently deny and not only just say that's not true, but attack the people that are even accusing you of it or the people who want you to come clean about it. That's that's the part with Jim Jordan that's the creepiest to me is that he doesn't. Beyond the people who did it and beyond the victims, he's saying, I don't even have to answer to this thing, which just to me says guilty. That's there is no there's a there.
Yeah.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Speaking of our friends on Fox News and hypocrites, again, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, you know they're vaccinated and they're encouraging other people to, you know, not get the vaccine and suffocate to death and die. But, okay, Don tweeted, the implication of the figure out how to breastfeed sneer about Secretary Pete can be read as both homophobic while also implying that parental leave is reserved for women because children are women's work.
Right.
And you, as you do in your brilliance, have coined a new phrase. You said Tucker Carlson is a pig and a bigot. He is a pigot, which...
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. That scans.
We had to craft a new word for Tucker Carlson. His mother should be proud. And it was exactly those two things. You've got his idea that that paternal leave in and of itself is somehow absurd. Now, again, this is very Trumpian to like brag about the fact that raising a child is woman's work as a very involved father that misses every second I don't spend with my kid. It baffles my mind.
Who was it? What right winger said, paternity leave is for sees. And I said, paternity leave, you know what it's for? Good dads. That's what it's for. No. I mean, it's just that we're in 2021 having this conversation. And like you say, it is obviously misogyny mixed with some weird homophobia and, they're trying to pretend out of breastfeed. And,
I don't use the word homophobia if I can help it. It's just anti-gay.
Right.
Tucker Carlson doesn't have a mental disorder that makes him panic when he sees a gay person. He's just gross. He's a bigot. I don't know why we allow people to, like, the phobias, and I talk about this in my stand-up sometimes, the phobias are all concocted, A, and let the person off the hook.
Yeah.
He's a bigot. He's hired to be a bigot. His head writer was writing under a nom de plume. I don't know how you say that in German, on what right wing, you know, white supremacist websites. And there is no way Tucker Carlson didn't know this. There is no way this wasn't like top of his resume reason to make this choice. And as soon as the dude left, Tucker Carlson's formerly just kind of machine like white supremacist opening monologues have turned into a mishmash of wandering ADHD babble because he can't get it together. Like, and that's the good thing about it.
Yeah.
Well, it's a lack of organization.
You are a liberal helper because you can't help yourself, but someone right. asked on Twitter who should play Steve Bannon in the Netflix original biopic Trump, and you said someone call Herpes agent, which I didn't know Herpes had an agent, but you're right.
Well, if you get one, it's leaving money on the table.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
There's dispute on this. John Fugelsang says he looks like gout got gout. So I don't know. It's some disease, but
sentient syphilis is a thing. And if you don't believe me, watch Steve Bannon's War Room once.
No matter what, we know it's a venereal disease, something. A social disease.
Yes. And he got it from Trump. I'm just going to believe that he fell in a public bathroom at some point, and Steve was helping him up, and then it jumped bodies like some sort of alien symbiote.
It could have been Epstein. We were just reading about how they were good buddies and hung out, and they're all. What did you say last week? The people associated with Trump are a rogues gallery of ick. Ick.
Uh-huh. I don't know how anybody could hang out meet Epstein more than three times and not be found by the police with a bloody cinder block in their hands. You know what I mean? That dude, there is no way I wouldn't be let out in cuffs.
They all look like some version, a cartoon version of poison. You know, whatever the little things cartoons they put on things to tell kids it's poison.
Yeah,
Mr. Yuck. Lead paint,
yes,
kids.
They all look like some version of Mr. Yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, or some Mucinex ad cartoon character.
Yeah, right? that blob of mucus that they have is
the toe rot, the toe rot guy.
Yeah,
mucus or poison. That's what they look like. Okay.
Yeah.
You also we have Lauren Boebert for you since you commented on this.
This was not only the most important election of our lifetime, but I felt it was the last most important election that we would ever have. And did those words ever ring true?
What?
You said words, y'all, can be so wordy, you know?
Yeah. She has this, the perfect, you know, a lot of times she says babble. There's a lot of word salad that comes at her. But sometimes she accidentally says something that says the opposite of what she means to say and says something about her actual thought process at the same time. It's magic. It's like, this is an incantation. It is the last most important, the least and the most. And that's because it's the most important to her and the least to everyone else in the world.
It is the evolution thing, right? Like, they're just, because they kind of were always the party of dumb, mm-hmm. but you start with Reagan and Bush and mm-hmm. Palin, and like, it's just,
they're backwards. The
party of stupid now. It's just, oh my God, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, now Louis Gohmert looks like a genius. It's like, how low does this go, right?
I would like to say, for the record, there have always been those folks from the Strom Thurmonds and we would later find like the Dennis Hastert's, they've always been threaded through there. The difference is, and the only difference is that Trump enabled them to be open about their awful. That was it. Like, this idea of being a brash, I'll just go ahead and say it thing, which was a cause celeb for the entire right, even the ones that disagree with him, because of what they felt was the crush of political correctness creeping up on them, because they had, you know, ancient misogynistic and anti-gay concepts in their head that they just could not shake. And they didn't understand why the rest of the world was moving on without them. And they're standing at a lunch counter and everybody to their left and right used to nod in agreement with what they said.
Yeah.
And now they're like, dude, can you please leave? And they don't get it. And so now this guy comes out and he will just go ahead and say it because there's no ramifications.
Yeah.
His own family, you know, Mary Trump aside, won't disown him,
no.
And he's got a following.
Yeah.
Same, you know, it's the same people at every rally. They deadhead around. He's the fish of right-wing morons. But
okay. We are humping with Hal, everyone.
We are.
And we will continue to hump the rest of the hour.
And no one would blame you.
No.